The United Nations says it's extremely concerned about the tanker crisis in the Gulf and is calling for restraint from all parties. It follows Iran's seizure of a British oil tanker last week, a move that has escalated a three-month confrontation and that nearly drew the United States and Iran into all-out military conflict. Deputy spokesman for the UN Secretary-General Farhan Haq says recent events are alarming.
The Secretary-General stresses the need to respect the rights and duties relating to navigation through the Strait and its adjacent waters in accordance with international law. The Secretary General urges all concerned to exercise maximum restraint and to refrain from actions that will escalate tensions further.
The seizure of the vessel followed the UK seizure of an Iranian ship in Gibraltar a few weeks ago, due to fears it was carrying oil to Syria in breach of sanctions. Iran called that an act of piracy. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says there are plans to deploy a European-led naval force to ensure safe shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
Under international law, Iran had no right to obstruct the ship's passage, let alone board her. It was therefore an act of state piracy, which the House will have no hesitation in condemning. Even more worryingly, this incident was a flagrant breach of the principle of free navigation on which the global trading system and world economy ultimately depends.
Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says the UK ship was passing through the wrong channels in the Strait. He alluded to the need for other signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal to step up and protect Iran from the United States' current sanctions, which are described as punishing.
Iran does not seek confrontation. Iran wants to have normal relations based on mutual respect, but international agreements must be implemented multilaterally, not unilaterally.
But those sanctions show no sign of easing, with US President Donald Trump saying it is getting harder for him to want to make a deal with Iran. After withdrawing the US from the nuclear pact last year, he says the situation could go either way very easily.
Let's see what happens with Iran. We are ready for the absolute worst, and we're ready for sense too, but we are very geared up, and if they are really the number one state of terror in the world.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.